Yes, but I know when I'm being insulted.
Oh, insulted.
Why don't you want to work for me?
What's the matter with you? I've got a job.
Now, what are you walking in here every week for?
Well, if you don't want me to walk in here, I don't...
I am offering you a job.
I don't want your goddamn job.
When the hell are you going to grow up?
You big ignoramus, you say that to me again, I'll wrap you one. I don't care how big you are.
How much do you need, William?
Charlie, I'm strapped. I'm strapped. I don't know what to do. I was just fired.
Howland? Fired you?
That's not news. Imagine that. I named him. I named him Howard.
Willie, when are you going to realize that them things don't mean anything? You named him Howard, but you can't sell that. The only thing you got in the world is what you can sell. And the funny thing is that you're a salesman. You don't know that.
Well, I've always tried to think otherwise, I guess. I always felt that if a man was impressive and well-liked and nothing...
Why must everybody like you? Who liked J.P. Morgan? Was he impressive? In a Turkish bath, he looked like a butcher. But with his pockets on, he was very well liked. Now listen, Willie, I know you don't like me, and nobody can say that I'm in love with you, but I'll give you a job because... Well, just for the hell of it, put it that way. Now, what do you say?
I just can't work for you, Charlie.
What, are you jealous of me?
I can't work for you. That's all. Don't ask me why.
You've been jealous of me all your life, you damn fool. Yeah, pay your insurance.
I'm keeping strict accounts.
I've got some work to do. Take care of yourself and pay your insurance.
Funny, you know. After all the highways and the trains and the appointments and the years... You end up worth more dead than alive?
Willie, nobody's worth nothing dead. Did you hear what I said? Willie?
Apologize to Bernard for me when you see him. I didn't mean to argue with him. He's a fine boy. They're all fine boys. They'll end up big, all of them. Someday they'll all play tennis together. Wish me luck, Charlie. He saw Bill Oliver today.
Good luck.
Charlie, you're the only friend I got. Isn't that a remarkable thing?
That's all right, Mr. Lohman. I can handle it myself.
Oh, this is better.
Sure, in the front there, you're in the middle of all kinds of noise. Whenever you got a party, Mr. Lohman, you just tell me and I'll put you back here. You know, there's a lot of people, they don't like it private. Because when they go out, they like to see a lot of action around them. Because they're sick and tired to stay in a house by themselves. But I know you, Mr. Lohman. You ain't from Hackensack. You know what I mean?
So how's it coming, Stanley?
It's a dog's life. They only was doing a war, they'd have took me in the army. I could have been dead by now.
My brother's back, Stanley.
Oh, he come back, huh? From the far west.
Yeah, big cattle man, my brother, so treat him right. And my father's coming, too.
Oh, your father, too.
You got a couple of nice lobster?
100% big.
I want them with the claws.
Don't worry, Mr. Lohman, I don't give you no mice. How about some wine and put a head on the meal?
No. You remember, Stanley, that recipe I brought you from overseas? With the champagne in it?
Oh, yeah, sure. I still got it packed up yet in the kitchen. But that'll have to cost a buck a piece anyway.
That's all right.
What, you hit a number or something?
No, it's a little celebration. My brother is... I think he pulled off a big deal today. I think we're going to go into business together.
Great. That's the best for you. Because a family business, you know what I mean? That's the best.
That's what I think.
Because what's the difference? Somebody steals, it's in a family. You know what I mean? Like this bartender here. The boss is going crazy. What kind of leak he's got in the cash register? You put it in, but it don't come out.
Shh.
What?
You notice I wasn't looking right or left, was I?
No.
And my eyes are closed.
So what's the
deal? Strudel's coming.
Oh, no, there's no... Gee, how did you know, Mr. Lohman?
I got radar or something. Oh, Stanley.
I think that's for you, Mr. Lohman.
Look at that mouth. Oh, God, and the binoculars.
Gee, you got a life, Mr. Lohman.
Wait on it.
Okay. Would you like the menu, ma'am?
I'm expecting someone, but I don't...
Why don't you bring her... Excuse me, miss. I sell champagne, and I'd like you to try my brand. Bring her a champagne stand.
Right.
That's awfully nice of you.
Don't mention it. It's all company money.
It's a charming product to be selling, isn't it?
Oh, it gets to be like everything else. Selling is selling, you know.
I suppose.
You don't happen to sell, do you?
No, I don't sell.
Would you object to a compliment from a stranger? You ought to be on a magazine cover.
I have been.
What did I tell you before, Stanley? You see, she's a cover girl.
I could see.
What magazine?
Oh, a lot of them, thank you.
You know what they say in France, don't you? Champagne is the drink of the complexion. Hiya, Biff.
Hello, kid. I'm sorry I'm late.
I just got here. Miss,
Forsythe.
Miss Forsythe, this is my brother.
Is that here?
His name is Biff. You might have heard of him. Great football player.
Really? What team?
Are you familiar with football?
No, I'm afraid I'm not.
Biff is quarterback with the New York Giants.
Well, that is nice, isn't it?
Good health.
I'm happy to meet you.
That's my name, Hap. It's really Harold, but at West Point they call me Happy.
Isn't that coming?
How do you do?
You honor. Oh, I could never make that.
I remember a time that idea would have never crossed your mind. Where's the old confidence, Biff?
I just saw Oliver.
Wait a minute. I want to hear that old confidence out of you. Do you want her? She's on call.
Oh, no. What are you talking about?
I'm telling you. Watch this. Honey, are you busy?
Well, I am, but I could make a phone call.
Do that, honey, would you? And see if you can get a friend. We'll be here for a while. Biff here is one of the greatest football players in the country.
Well, I'm certainly happy to meet you.
Come back soon.
I'll try.
Don't try, honey. Try hard.
Isn't that a shame now? A beautiful girl like that. That's why I can't get married. There's not a good woman in 1,000. New York is loaded with them.
Pat, look.
I told you she was on call.
All right, cut it out, will you? I want to say something to you.
Did you see Oliver?
I saw him, all right. Now, look, I want to tell Dad a couple of things, and I want you to help me.
What, is he going to back you?
Are you crazy? You're out of your goddamn head, you know that?
Why, what happened?
I did a terrible thing today, Hap. It's been the strangest day I ever went through. I'm all numb, I swear.
You mean he wouldn't see you?
Well, I waited for 6 hours for him, see? All day. I kept sending my name in. I even tried to date his secretary so she'd get me to him, but no soap.
Because you're not showing the old confidence, Biff. He remembered you, didn't he?
Why, finally, about 5 o'clock, he came up. He didn't remember who I was or anything. I felt like such an idiot, Hap.
Did you tell him my Florida?
He walked away. I saw him for 1 minute. I got so mad I could have torn the walls down. How the hell did I ever get the idea I was a salesman there? I even believed myself I'd been a salesman for him. And then he gave me one look, and I realized what a ridiculous lie my whole life has been. We've been talking in a dream for 15 years. I was a shipping clerk.
What did you do?
Well, he left, see, and the secretary went out. I was all alone in the waiting room. I don't know what came over me, Hap. The next thing I know, I'm in his office. Paneled walls, everything. I can't explain it, Hap. I took his fountain pen.
Jeez, did he catch you?
I ran out. I ran down 11 flights. I ran and ran and ran.
That was an awful dumb. What'd you do that for?
I don't know. I just wanted to take something. I don't know. You gotta help me, Hap. I want to tell Pop.
You crazy? What for?
Hap, he's gotta understand that I'm not the man somebody lends that kind of money to. He thinks I've been spiting him all these years, and it's eating him up.
That's just it. You tell him something nice.
I can't.
You say you got a lunch date with Oliver tomorrow.
So what do I do tomorrow?
You leave the house tomorrow, come back at night, and say Oliver is thinking it over. He thinks it over a couple of weeks, and gradually it fades away, and nobody's the worse.
But it'll go on forever.
Dad is never so happy as when he's looking forward to something. Hello, Scout.
Hey. Haven't been here in years.
Stanley?
Sit down, Pop. You want a drink?
Sure. I don't mind.
Let's get a load on.
You look worried.
No. Scotch all around. Make it doubles.
Doubles, right, Mr. Lohman.
Hey, you had a couple already, didn't you?
Had a couple, yeah.
Well, what happened, boy? Everything go all right, huh?
Pal, I had an experience today.
Terrific, Pop.
That's so. What happened?
I'm going to tell you everything from first to last. It's been a strange day. I had to wait for him for quite a while, and,
Oliver?
Oliver, yeah. All day, as a matter of cold fact. And a lot of instances, Pop, facts about my life came back.